that is the music of Dr. Deborah Stroman, UNC and Virginia professor, former coach, former player, businesswoman, and of course, host of If You Only Knew here on 97.9 The Hill. She does a little bit of everything and comes onto the show on Fridays to talk some sports for Stroman on Sports. Happy Friday, Deb. How are you?
I am doing well. Excited for another weekend of sports. Not that I take a break during the week, but there's something about just relaxing all day and managing your life around sport competition.
Absolutely. And there's so many good things happening right now. Of course, college football entering conference playoffs and I should say conference tournaments and the college football playoff coming up. We've got men's and women's college basketball, some great games there. The World Cup. The World Cup has been so much fun to watch. Have you been able to catch any of that, Deb?
Absolutely. I enjoy the World Cup because it's my time to quiz myself on world geography.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The three letters, the acronyms used for the countries, the way it's reported in the media, and translating that, and then where's the capital of that country, and then, of course, thinking about where are they on the map without pulling out the map.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And this one in particular is it's a fascinating World Cup in terms of what's happening on the field. But of course, as has been subject to rightful scrutiny for, it feels like the last decade too, with everything going on with it being selected for Qatar is quite the story. But this week, we want to focus a little bit more on the college level, Deb. And it is primarily because the last day of classes for this fall semester just happened for Carolina earlier this week. Exams are getting started for students tomorrow. And there's plenty of intersection with sports here and with it being a busy time for sports, because those same student athletes who are out there on the field, they have to be in their classrooms and taking care of those exams as well. So I kind of want to just start there. I think people usually overthink or don't factor in exams to what the student athlete's schedule is and when they're out there on the field. Does it play much of a factor, or how much of a factor does it play in their day-to-day scheduling if you're still in the middle of a busy schedule like we are right now with college basketball?
Well, wearing multiple hats in my academic career, I can definitely relate to both sides, so to speak. And so, you know, being a professor, being an instructor, there are expectations, and those things generally don't change, even though it might be prime time for elite athletes, and certainly at such a rigorous institution like UNC. But professors are still going to expect students to come to class. Professors are still going to expect them to give their best effort to be prepared for class. They're going to expect the work to be just as good or at the same level, whether it was off season, in season, or during, you know, that particular very demanding tournament. And professors are going to expect college students to be mature adults, to be respectful, to show up and, you know, make sure that you're phones ringing during class, all of that. And so when you put on the athletics hat as the athlete, you know, there's the expectation that you're going to, you're there as a student first, and that even though athletics are demanding and you're being paid, so to speak, to perform, that you still have to be mindful of your professor's expectations and your peers, especially if you're in group projects.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And this is where it can be really, really challenging. Really challenging.
I think it's fair to say that sometimes when you hit the court, it is like a big group project. I've always thought that you could make a comparison that way, depending on what sport you're playing. But they're also, of course, tough in the class, too. And you mentioned being able to wear both hats. You, of course, are a professor at Carolina. So I feel like does being a former athlete yourself kind of help inform what to be keeping in mind for your students? I'm sure you still hold them to a high standard, and you hold everybody to that standard as well, no matter who they are. But, does that better inform you, I guess, of maybe what some of the students are going through when finals roll around?
Absolutely. So you can certainly relate to what they're going through. And so you have to be mindful of what that looks like to the other students. I don't think you can ever win as a professor when you were a former athlete and your students know about that, because some will say, oh, there's favoritism going on. But as we know, human relations is anything but objective. It is certainly very subjective. There's a lot of bias that takes place. I'm a strong believer that not everybody will be treated equally, but everybody will be treated fairly. Not everybody's going to be treated equally, but everyone will be treated fairly. But I have to be, and all professors, all instructors have to be mindful of how the students show up, because the stress in particular during exam time, you can notice when students are sleepy, you know, they're just dropping their heads. Some students will have those stomach problems, the aches, the digestive issues because of the stress level and how that's playing out in the body. You can notice the effort, right, and the decrease in the grades. So that could be anything from a quiz or a major exam. So we have to be mindful of that. But there's no doubt, having gone there, having been there, that you can relate and you can better prepare for such.
We're speaking with Dr. Deborah Stroman here for Stroman on Sports. And of course, I asked the question when it came to college basketball, thinking about how the Tar Heels, both programs in the middle of their non-conference and I guess about to be conference slates here too. But we've got the Tar Heel football team who have a gigantic game against Clemson coming up tomorrow for a conference championship on the line. And also happening now, we've got the UNC women's soccer team in the Final Four. I'm sure that that's also really hard to, you know, work exams around. Do you think it's possible, Deb, that there are some athletes out there that go, man, I kind of wish that we'd lose earlier, or wish that we wouldn't have to care about this game as so much so we would have more time to spend on exams, or vice versa? Man, I wish I wasn't in this class at all so I could just be focusing on this huge game that we've got coming up.
There is no doubt that you have personalities and people who are super, super engaged in their academics who are on the team, and those who are, you know, I want to pass this course, I want to stay eligible, but I'm worried about the game, and that's my focus. And so you have a wide range of personalities on the team, and hopefully the managers, the captains, and the coaches are negotiating all of that. But it's about the win when you're at UNC, and it's about competing. And there are so many resources on our campus which will assist the students, such that if they are all into their game and practice, that there are ways that they can, quote unquote, recover. And so, again, it's always important to have a wonderful relationship or a good relationship with your professors so you can talk through it. Certainly, we have the systems in place now where the athletes notify their professors so the professors are not hit blindside with these games and certain travel requirements. And so we're pretty prepared. The only students who really, student athletes who aren't doing well in this are those who are not taking advantage of all the things that are in place during these challenging times. But Carolina has a very, very good track record of managing elite athletes during high peak performance competitions.
Yeah. Well, this might be a kind of a silly question as well, but obviously Carolina, high athletic standards, high academic standards too. Do you think compared to some other institutions around the country that, you know, because Carolina does have such high academic standards and it can be pretty rigorous for those student athletes, you think that creates almost a disadvantage at times because maybe there's more pressure on exams versus some other schools across the country and athletes enrolled in those courses?
I view academic success, great performance in the classroom, is a direct correlation to great performance on the field, on the court. I feel the ability for the brain to function well, to be performing well, it doesn't matter the space. So whether you're in the classroom, whether you're doing a service project, whether you're throwing a football or shooting a basketball, the success will show up because these skills are transferable. So the student who is doing really well on that history exam, that chemistry lab project, are the same ones that do well with reading the playbook. They communicate with their peers in the group project in the classroom. They communicate well with their professors. They communicate well with their teammates and with their coaches. So I see it as actually a gift. It's another skill. I don't find that, unless they're just not applying themselves, I don't see many top elite athletes that aren't good students. The only excuse is be that you're just not applying those skills that you have in athletics in the classroom. And that's a, for me, that is motivation. How do the coaches, how do the administrative athletics folks, how do you get that athlete motivated to give the same effort or close to that you're doing, that you have on the field and on the court in the classroom? That's the key. That's the key to college athletic success.
I think it's, I'm sure when you can find that blend, some really special things can happen, I imagine, for some really, really special people.
That's Karen Shelton in field hockey.
No doubt about it. There's so many great examples at Carolina too. Anson Dorrance as well. For women's soccer. As we wrap up here, Deb, as we have so many Carolina teams who are hitting the court or hitting the field this weekend, what should we as Carolina and Tar Heel fans just keep in mind? You know, I'm sure a lot of people probably aren't thinking about that. They're thinking about just what's going on the field. And I'm sure the student athletes at that point are certainly only thinking about what's going on the field as well. But what should we as Carolina fans keep in mind about these student athletes and the rest of the Carolina students as we hit this exam period?
As always, perspective. If you have doubts that Carolina will not win the upcoming games, go to your closet, pull out your favorite shirt, sweatshirt that has the championship on it. You know, have a nice warm beverage or adult beverage or a glass of water, and just be respectful and grateful for your ability to get through whatever happens in the game and know that there's going to be another game and another game and there's going to be another season. Right? So let's just have perspective and enjoy the play.
I think that is a great, great note to end on. We always appreciate your perspective on this segment and, of course, your Carolina spirit as well. Dr. Deborah Stroman, thank you so much for joining us, and please enjoy your sports-filled weekend.
Thank you. Go Heels.